County Library Board of Directors has suffered an additional two losses. Board members Patty Hayes, Mike Morrell, and Linda Fleming were appointed a mere 6 months ago to fill the vacancies left by the abrupt resignations of their predecessors. Today, they're the only members left on the board. During the July 3rd Carbon County Commissioners meeting, Library Board Chair Joyce Mankey and Vice Chair Cindy Bloomquist resigned their seats. Details are scarce, but it appears Mankey requested to be put on the agenda for Tuesday's commissioners meeting without notifying the rest of her board or Library System Executive Director Jacob Mickelson. After John Johnson, chairman of the commissioners, said Mankey had requested an executive session, Hayes, who serves as the treasurer on the library board, explained the rest of the board had been kept in the dark.
I am a member of the library board as the treasurer. I'm Patty Hayes. I appreciate the fact that you elected us. We as a board have not come to this meeting for the meeting. We came to find out as a board what this is about. I don't know even how to say that. We have not approved anything or decided on anything to be brought forward to you as a board.
The motion was made to go into executive session to discuss, quote, matters of personnel, potential litigation, and other matters considered confidential by law. In addition to the commissioners and Mankey, Carbon County Chief Deputy Attorney Ashley Mayfield Davis and County Clerk Gwen Bartlett were invited into the executive session. Library patrons, employees, and members of the library system's two boards were once again left waiting. Several library employees sat in on the meeting in a show of solidarity for Mickelson. They passed the time by expressing concern over what the latest drama could be and why no one else was allowed to participate in whatever conversation was happening behind closed doors. Eventually, Chairman Johnson emerged to invite Hayes and Morrell back into the executive session, to the relief of those outside waiting. Although Bloomquist was present, she wasn't invited in until after Hayes and Morrell stepped back out. Attorney Davis grabbed a stack of blank paper off the printer and followed Bloomquist back into the executive session, while Hayes, sighing heavily, and Morrell headed back to their seats to wait. Once coming back into open session, Chairman Johnson called Mankey up to the front of the room.
It's my understanding that you are wishing to resign from the board?
Yes, ma'am. Sir.
Yes, sir. Okay, thank you. I would entertain a motion to accept that resignation.
Mr. Chairman, I would move to regretfully accept Joyce Mankey's resignation from the library board, and thank you very much for your service.
Second. Thank you.
All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
I also motion carried.
Before anyone could react to the decision, Attorney Davis produced a letter indicating that Bloomquist had also resigned her position. Speaking to Hayes and Morrell, Chairman Johnson said the two vacancies on the board will be advertised, but that the remaining members can still conduct business.
You guys are in charge now. You have a quorum and can do this. Until we find some applicants to fill that board.
Since most of the discussion surrounding the library board occurred during executive session, it's not clear if this is what Mankey intended when she requested to be added to the commissioner's agenda. Bigfoot 99 reached out to Mankey for comment, but she declined. Instead, Mankey hung up the phone immediately after asking who she was speaking to. Speaking to Bigfoot 99 Wednesday, Bloomquist said she thinks Mankey's resignation is in the best interest of the Carbon County Library System.
Well, it was a surprising meeting yesterday with the commissioners, and I'm grateful that Joyce Mankey resigned. I think we have such wonderful library board members, and now they can move forward, and I think that's great.
Over at the Rollins Library Tuesday afternoon, employees breathed a collective sigh of relief. Speaking to Bigfoot 99 moments after the resignations were announced, Mickelson said he and his staff are eager to get back to work without the distractions.
They read the news, they listen to the radio, they know what's going on, and it affects everyone here. Any kind of instability is bad. We're supposed to be a consistent force for good in the world, and that's difficult to do when the highest level of our management can't provide a consistent voice. So I know they're all very excited to get moving on our, we're just now moving into the second half of the summer reading program. Otherwise, yeah, we're excited to look to the future and finally start some long-term things that have been persistently pushed to the back burner in favor of the crisis of the day. That it's not been healthy for the system, it's not been healthy for the employees, it's not been healthy for our patrons, and we're just more than ready to put that behind us.
Mickelson said he and the three remaining board members are prepared to move the library system forward in a positive and productive direction. Hayes, Morrell, and Fleming were chosen from a group of 12 applicants interested in serving on the library board in January. Speaking to Bigfoot 99 Tuesday, Mickelson said he hopes to see that same level of interest for the two now vacant seats.
I hope to see people come back out in force for those. I know there were a lot of concerned or interested people, and it hasn't been that long. I assume they're all still interested.
According to Mickelson, the Carbon County Library System has circulated 81,000 separate items over the last fiscal year, equating to $1.62 million worth of books, movies, and other items borrowed from the 8 library branches. There are 2 openings on the Carbon County Library Board, 1 unexpired term expiring June 2019 and 1 unexpired term expiring June 2021. Applications are available online at carbonwy.com. All applications must be turned in to the Carbon County Clerk's Office by Tuesday, July 31st, 2018. Applicants may be interviewed. I'm Callie O'Hare, reporting.
After all that drama, the Commissioner's Day was still not finished. During its afternoon session, the board issued a conditional use permit for Ecola Flats